Hello, and welcome to the Dialogue on Dialogue podcast. In 1956, Earl Nightingale recorded The Strangest Secret, launching a new era in self-improvement. Over his lifetime, he created thousands of radio and audio programs exploring success, purpose, and meaning. This project is my personal reflection on those ideas, what they meant then, and how they apply now, as I work to put them into practice and invite you to come along for the ride.
Episode 60, Communication Skills. As Earl Nightingale reminds us, people don't need to be educated nearly as much as they need to be reminded. This series is about remembering the truths we probably already know and learning how to live them. This week's episode is sponsored by nothing. No ads, no products, no limited time offer. Just me somehow turning absolutely nothing into a full segment. Today's episode is about improving communication skills, especially in speeches and presentations. Earl begins with a simple but powerful reminder. Before the speech even begins, your first job is to disarm the audience. Most audiences begin in a neutral state. They're not hostile, but they're not fully open either. It's your responsibility to help them relax, to feel welcome, to feel safe enough to listen. A smile, a bit of light humor, a tone of respect. You're not there to overpower them. You are there to connect. Earl says the real goal of communication is simple. Transfer what's in your head into the other person's head. That sounds obvious, but it's incredibly difficult. He recommends writing out what you plan to say. But don't just stop there. Read it out loud. Often, what looks powerful on paper sounds stiff or unnatural when spoken. After that, bring out your inner critic. Your audience is your guest. Remove unnecessary fluff. Cut awkward phrases. Eliminate tired cliches. Polish it until it sounds natural, like conversation, not a recitation. Then practice it again and again until it flows. Earl quotes Ralph Waldo Emerson, who said, "If you have something to say, you will be given the power to say it." But that raises a deeper question. Do you actually have anything to say? Anyone can fill 5 to 7 minutes with words, but impact comes from substance. The most powerful speeches come from your experience, your expertise, your lived lessons. You are uniquely qualified to speak about what you've lived, what you've struggled through, learned, and practiced. That's where authenticity lives. Earl emphasizes practice. Organizations like Toastmasters exist precisely for this reason, to provide a safe environment to test ideas, refine delivery, and receive feedback. But he also reminds us of something very, very critical. Never underestimate your audience. Today's world doesn't just need more speeches. It needs more speeches with something meaningful to say. Communication isn't performance, it is responsibility. Episode 60 reminds us that communication is not about impressing people. It's about serving people. So disarm your audience. Clarify your message. Practice until it feels natural. And speak from lived truth. When you truly have something worth saying and you care enough to say it well, your words can move people. Until next time, remember, the answers are older than we are and just as relevant today.